Thank you, girls, for those readings. So may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is a day that can be observed as a feast day of St. Peter. And so we've heard a selection of readings documenting his story arc in the Gospels and beyond. He's picked up by Jesus as a fisherman who's rather brash and in your face, working on the shores of Galilee. But after weeks, months, and years of hanging around with Jesus and his miracles and his teachings, our Peter begins to get it with who Jesus actually is. Now, we might remember on Maundy Thursday how Peter was huddled around the fire in the courtyard of the high priest while Jesus is on trial in the house next to him. He does all he can to deny even knowing who Jesus is, which is why the interaction with Jesus again on the shore of the Sea of Galilee is so vital to his redemption arc. With the choristers this term, we've been talking about Pentecost and thinking and reflecting on the boldness that comes to the disciples when they are visited by the Holy Spirit. And Peter's boldness is certainly demonstrated in how he interacts with the Jewish council in our third reading, the one from Acts. And this is just one of many times in that book where we see this transformation of Peter. Because, of course, Peter was changed when the Holy Spirit came upon him. He'd always been impetuous and bold, but before he was focused on himself and concerned with his own safety. He followed Jesus to the trial, but he did not want to die there. When the Holy Spirit came, Peter became bolder, more able to understand God's plan, and he became far less concerned about his own safety, as he was more concerned about spreading the gospel. So, let's go back to our original question this morning. Who are our heroes? Now, for me, as a sports fan, sorry, non-sports fans, this always goes back to big sports matches. So Mickey van der Ven bicycle kicking the ball off the line of the Europa Cup final. That was amazing. What a legend. Sorry, Man United fans. Or Ben Stokes at Headingley or Lee or Lords 6 summers ago for England in the cricket. Or more recently, it might have been Jonathan Rowe scoring the extra time winner last night for England under 21s. Anyone watching that? A few of you. Well done, that man. So these might be some heroes that you can relate to. People in sport battling against themselves and their bodies to do magnificent things on a sports pitch. Or it might be musicians and actors and artists working hard and excelling at their craft to create beautiful works of art on the stage or the canvas or the recording studio. Or it might be the more traditional superheroes, the super slash spider slash Batmans of the comic book world, or Supertato, as my son came and reminded me, because he's James's favourite hero. Heroes like these who do incredible things, but they do it through their own force of will and their own hard work. So when we think of, in this context, our heroes are extraordinary people who triumph through their strength or their skill, or their force of will, maybe. All good things to be commended and lifted up and celebrated. But saints, now they're slightly different. Saints triumph not through their own strength and skill, but through God, through the Holy Spirit. Peter was a hero to his friends, a fisherman who commanded respect. But with the addition of the Holy Spirit, he took those elements that were already there, and he became the rock that Jesus would build his church upon. What does this mean for us this morning? Who are the saints in the world today, the ones in our lives? Are they restricted to, I don't know, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, for example? Or are the saints in our lives nearer than we think? As we look around this room today, in a space that is soaked with the prayers and praises of the saints over 800 plus years, who are those ordinary saints that we see around us today. Something that we've talked about in the chorister sessions over the last few weeks is the Holy Spirit descending on the disciples in that room in Jerusalem on Pentecost 2,000-ish years ago, how that isn't a one-time-only thing. We are all Jesus' disciples. And so when we ask, the Holy Spirit is with us. The Spirit which brings strength and wisdom and boldness and clarity and courage, or whatever it is that we need so that we can be elevated from hero to saint in whatever situations we find ourselves in. All of us, and my message I want to send out loud and clear today is how blessed I felt watching some of the young people here at the Minster exploring and discovering that truth for themselves while they've helped to lead our community and congregations in worship. We might not be the rock that Jesus built his church upon, or someone who goes and works in a slum somewhere thousands of miles away from Beverly, but we're still able to all be heroes to those around us and saints with the Holy Spirit working in us. So our little challenge for you to think about and reflect on this morning and this week: what ways are you called to be a saint? Maybe it's something you're already doing. We heard in our little feedback there, lots of ordinary saints already in our community. But maybe there's something you feel called to doing, but need to ask the Holy Spirit for that boldness to step out and follow where Jesus leads. Amen.